and welcome to the Soul Business Success podcast show, Soul Aligned Strategies for Growing Sacred Soul Business Success. I'm your host, Kelly Vikings, known as the Divine Business Mentor. I believe the only way to successfully grow an online business is to merge soul, strategy, and spirituality. And this is a weekly podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs. It's for online business owners, coaches, creatives, and consultants. You will know that there is a better way. You're ready to experience soul-aligned success. And I'm here to show you how.
Good morning, everyone. Actually, that's a bit unfair. You might even be evening where you are. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? But wherever you are, whatever you're up to today, I hope you're having an amazing day. The energies today feel really powerful, and what a great way to start a podcast, as always, with the lovely Marina Beach's Akashic Records cards. Her Akashic Oracle cards are gorgeous, and today is possibly one of my favourite cards. This is a beautiful goddess with a crown, dressed in this beautiful golden, it's almost like sparkly dress. And she's on this lion who is looking back and almost looking up towards her. And they're both delicately placed. She's on his back within the most beautiful woodland. And the light is shining behind them. And it's just such a gorgeous, gorgeous card. Now, the card itself is called Inner Authority. And this is so lovely because today's episode is called How to Create an Energetic Roadmap for Your Business. And I'm looking at the cards and I'm looking at the name or the title, sorry, of our show today. And I really believe that this episode is going to really resonate with a lot of people, because I can name quite a few of my clients who don't always feel confident about mapping out the next 30 days or the next 90 days, certainly not the next year in their business, because they're scared. They're scared of failing, but they're equally scared of actually succeeding. But the thing is, and it is this I guess, you know, being a woman of many years, of 26 years, 27 years of business practical experience, and also somebody that has Virgo rising in their chart, I like structure. And I love teaching entrepreneurs, business owners, creatives as well, especially, who maybe lack that confidence of getting what we call strategy or structure into their business. Because a lot of the time they get in their own way. And this is mostly because they don't know how. They're scared that if they say, I'm going to make £15,000 this month, what if they don't? They're scared that if they feel that they're going to make 60 grand or 150 grand or 300 grand in their business, that they're not going to achieve that. And they feel like they're putting pressure on themselves. Now, I get it. I totally get it. But it's how we go about doing this. And so today's episode is going to be about how you can create an actual energetic roadmap that speaks to you, that doesn't exceed your expectations or push you. It just becomes this beautiful driving force that works in alignment and harmony with your desires, your aspirations, for your goals, you know, your ambitions, your desires in your business. And what I'm talking about here matches beautifully with this card, because it's about stepping into your inner authority. And a lot of the time we talk about this as our power. We talk about it as our strengths or superpowers. We talk about this as being, you know, this is my authentic self or my expert, you know, my zone of genius. But ultimately it is our inner authority. And this is just, yeah, the card is just beautiful. It perfectly aligns. So the words today on her card are, you've pulled this card today as your Akashic guides. Acknowledge a need for you to own your power to progress forwards. When you fully embody this aspect of yourself, you gain confidence, which creates momentum. So I wonder, where do you feel stuck in your life at the moment? Is this business, health, or relationships? Tune in to your Akashic records and ask yourself questions such as, where am I placing my power at this time? Who do I allow to choose for me? And am I fully owning my choices? And also, how can I retain my inner authority? It is time to be honest with yourself and step up, because taking radical responsibility is the catalyst that moves mountains. And it's so true. I acknowledge, okay, and that's the whole thing, is I become self-aware and responsible. And that, for me, taking that inner authority, this approach, it bleeds out into all aspects of your life. So yeah, let's just give this card a moment to just really think about, you know, the areas in your life that you feel are truly aligned and are working with you and for you and creating this gorgeous momentum, and other areas that may be feeling like they're keeping you stuck, held back in old shitty patterns that don't serve you. And we've talked a lot about this in my previous episodes. We've talked about energy shifts and things like that. And it's so important. And I see it all the time. I see it all the time. And the more I see it, the more I feel saddened that, especially as women, we get to that point in our lives where we go, right, sod it. No more. I'm done. Like that seems to be the way we feel. We're done playing small. We're done being this identity that we no longer feel that we are, because we've outgrown a previous narrative or a previous situation or experience or relationship. And that's kind of part of our ascension, right? So in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about, as you evolve, as time speeds up as well, as our business evolves, how do we bring it all together? How do we create an energetic roadmap that feels divinely aligned? How do we find who we are at the heart of everything that we do? How do we step into our truest essence of everything, of all that we are? How do we know how to create more rhythm and flow and divine balance in our lives? How can we create an energetic roadmap in our business that actually pulls us forwards, creates gorgeous momentum and ease and flow? And how do we understand our own individual characteristics and how our own unique energy creates this beautiful strategy that actually feels really fucking amazing and effortless? So we attract the success, the soul aligned success that we desire in our business and other aspects of our world. And how do we know truly what we've come here for? What our soul purpose is, our mission in this lifetime? So let me share with you aspects of how, over the last 4 years, and with a considerable amount of investment from myself and study, and over 80 now, 80 readings, I have been able to unlock all the answers that, if you're thinking, yeah, I really wish I knew that, I wish there was a golden ticket, it's not. It's true. There are ways of finding how to create your own energetic roadmap with ease, and it's simple. And I'm going to share with you how.
My name is Tim Wild. I run Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I am a very proud sponsor of Kelly Vikings and her amazing new podcast series, Soul Business Success. My job here is to anchor light in, find out where we're going, what we're doing on this planet. And you can find out a little bit more about me on my website, www.timwild.com, or Facebook, Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I'm there on YouTube as well.
So the first thing is I designed my own modality called Soul Energetics, and I've talked about this before, but Soul Energetics for me is a modality which is very much about understanding who we are at soul level, understanding how we can create more divine feminine energy in our lives and our business, and certainly our spiritual path. But basically, harmony, balance, grace, flow, abundance, you know, celestial rhythm in our lives. Okay. And how can we create this lovely energetics that creates roadmaps, creates alignment, creates success and abundance in our world? And that's what soul energetics is about. Soul energetics that I teach, though, is not only when I create these psychic soul sessions with my clients, but also I train practitioners to understand exactly how to become a practitioner in soul energetics for themselves, so they can weave this into their lives and their business and embody it at such a soul level. But they can also now create this and embody this and integrate it in their own business. So if you're a coach or a creative, this is an incredible way to suddenly have this modality that you can teach and share with your own clients. So this goes beyond you. It goes way beyond me, but it's something I designed because I know the power of this. And I can also see these powerful ripples, these results playing out time and time again. So what am I talking about here? I'm talking about numerology, human design, and advanced Atlantean healing. That's what soul energetics is, but specifically creating an energetic roadmap for your business. Let's go deeper on this. The first point is welcoming and inviting this aspect of numerology. So understanding your soul's energetics. We all have this life path, knowing who we are. And soul energetics, we unlock your soul destiny number. And this is all about getting to understand who you are at soul level. And this helps you to get closer to create real alignment and strength and clarity in your business. The second part of this is understanding what year we're in, our cosmic year. Understanding from our birthday and for the full circle of the moon is, what does this year feel like for us? What does the world that we're navigating in, what does it feel like? Okay, so the cosmic year is so important because it's not, you know, from January to December. It is from your birth date for a whole 365 days. And it's the overarching theme for your entire birth year. I call this the cosmic year. And so, for instance, my cosmic year at the moment, I've gone from being a 9 year to a 1 year. And in June on my birthday, that shifted for me. And energetically, it shifted so much because in my 9 year, it was about letting go, releasing anything that didn't serve me. And there was a lot of discernment and it was quite an intense, brutal year. But equally, I had a really successful business year, but I had to really become consciously aware of what I was saying yes and no to, and removing whatever didn't serve me. And now I've gone into my 1 year and I can really feel the difference of my energy. It's all about new. It's all about new beginnings, planting new seeds. And because we have these 9 year cycles in our life, you know, so every 9 years we go through another phase, another cycle, we can really understand what year we're in. And we can go deeper than this in soul energetics. We can actually unearth our cosmic months. And our cosmic months are really important because every month there's a new feeling, there's a new overarching theme, and it overarches all of our business plans. So when we're talking about creating a timeline, we can do so understanding what the actual overarching theme is for each independent month of the year. Knowing our cosmic months allows us to create this cosmic rhythm, okay? And basically, I liken it to seasons. And in business, we have lots of seasons. There's seasons for getting our tech sorted and creating maybe a website. There's a season for going inward and studying and signing up to another new course. There's a season for really getting your ducks in a row and understanding, you know, in terms of like your structure and business foundations, how to create solid or more robust foundations, you know, really future-proofing your business. There's a season for going out there, creating success and abundance and just putting everything in to creating this beautiful exchange of wealth and knowledge and wisdom with your clients. I'm in that month right now, my 8 month. It's the infinity month. It's the month of success and high standards and wealth. And you can really see that with me at the moment. This is a month for me to create my new courses, put them out to the world. I've just literally put The Collective out to the world, which is an incredible experience for business owners to come together in this powerful collective for 6 months. And literally, I haven't even promoted it yet. I haven't done anything other than create my waiting list. And I have had an incredible start. I've already been signing up the most wonderful energies to join me on the journey, and I haven't even launched it yet. I've literally had 6 calls, and I'm convinced, I'm definitely 90% of the way there, but I'm almost convinced that all ladies will be signing up to work with me, which is just wonderful. And so having this knowing behind you and having that knowing behind me allowed me to know that confidently this month was going to be my success month, but also I was going to be delivering the standards. So how else does all of this work? You know, the numerology also supports us to understand how we can step into our soul alignment, which stems from our day of birth and what that actually reveals. For me, my approach is nurturing, loving, caring, going out there and being really connected with my audience, my clients, and just being the best person that I can possibly be as a mentor to hold everything together. My soul purpose number, and understanding your soul purpose number, allows you to understand what it is that motivates you. You know, what is that overarching desire? And for me, in my business, this is about communication. Hence why I have a podcast, hence why I have a monthly newsletter, hence why, you know, I'm always having conversations with my clients. Let's just hop on a Zoom. You know, that's a normal thing for me because that's where the gold is, right? I love having open, honest, genuine, connected conversations. And that is what motivates my business and also motivates me in life. We also have what's called a soul path number. And this really is our divine alignment code, if you like. It's what holds everything together. Again, you know, understanding this reveals what the overarching pull is that brings everything together in your life, in your world, in your business. And for me, mine is the 5 energy, which is all about growth, expansion, elevation, and really looking at the wider picture, the longer term picture. And you can see that playing out in my world. You can see that playing out in my business. And for those that know me on a very personal level, they know how determined I am, but equally they know how I do it in such a divine way, in such a beautiful, gentle way. And that for me is why I am so successful, because I have this kind of glue that holds everything together, but it comes from a very gentle, divine, feminine way.
Proudly sponsoring the Soul Business Success podcast show, I'm Marina Beach, the Soul Alchemist, Akashic Record Master, teacher and channel, who uses the potent etheric realms to clear karmic blocks and activates life and business breakthroughs. Creator of the Akashic Oracle, the keys to unlocking your future. Invest in your own Akashic Oracle cards by visiting my website, marinabeach.co.uk. These powerfully coded and illustrated cards reveal deep insights into your Akashic records across 7 chambers, ranging from business to wealth, self-discovery and vitality. Access your free masterclass at any time on my website, marinabeach.co.uk.
Then we also have our soul power number. And our power numbers really are what heightens our personal frequency. And we all have this. It's like a little hidden battery, supercharge. When I know that I need that extra power, when I need to do something that is just going to give me a little boost. I know that the one thing that really gives me that heightened or elevated personal frequency is when I go inwards, when I switch off and I go in. And you might say, well, that actually makes sense for everyone, but it doesn't. Everyone has their own unique way of creating their own like little burst of energy and power. But for me, having the seven number is about just stopping, going inwards and taking time to maybe reflect or, you know, become a bit more aware of how I'm feeling and understand what I need. And what I need in that moment is really important for my business growth. You know, again, another example of this was this month, I've been having quite a lot of hormone stuff going on. And being a woman in business isn't always easy, right? In order for me to serve my clients and be a really, really conscious leader. So, you know, I could have just kept slaying like a Viking warrior. And everybody thinks that I've got all my shit together. And I could have been just like, yay, I'm not going to be a drama queen, but I am going to become self-responsible and aware of what I need in that equation to benefit my clients, to really serve from a space of, yeah, I really want to make sure that I can serve my clients in the best way. And it's all about priorities, right? And my one-to-one clients are always my priority, and my group programs and the work that I do. But if something comes in the way, like any other business owner, it's very much something has to shift, something has to move in order to give you a little bit of space, okay, for you to energetically create this lovely flow and vitality in your business to still perform at optimal performance. And so sometimes we have to acknowledge how we feel as human beings, and we have to create this space. And yes, sometimes that it means appointments are missed or you go behind a little bit. And with hormones, you can't even control it. So it's really quite an unusual thing. It was for me anyway. And so it was a case of, then how do you retrieve from that? How do you create this energetic roadmap that works with your energy and your flow? Doesn't take you back into berating yourself for more masculine energy, but also does take you into the masculine of creating some balance, some structure, and some inspired action and aligned action for you to then get back on top of things. And so this is the importance of it, guys. This is the importance of it, especially as women in business, is we really do need to understand our energy. And understanding our energy, I believe, is so important, but also understanding how we can support ourselves and serve our clients from that place of real, pure, heightened frequency. Okay, so that's another part of what I do in Soul Energetics. And the other area that I do is I weave some human design, because I know the value of understanding that personally for me, I'm a manifester, which means I go with my urges. I'm here to create a revolution. I'm here to do the things that sometimes people don't always see or do. So manifesting, rolling out in action, going with my natural urges. Not all the time do they work, you know, and I still get the emotional blocks and the energy, the traumas and things like that that trigger me. I still get the same as everyone else. I still have to work on my energy, but I am a manifestor, and understanding that energy, that big power, was important because it helped me to then understand how to play out in my business. Okay, and how to also understand that not everyone is like me, and I can polarize people. People can get really polarized by, how can Kelly go out there and then do all of this? Like, bloody hell, how does she do it all? You know, or gosh, who does she think she is? Because I shine the light on the things that sometimes people aren't doing. And understanding that made me realize how, you know, how it is from other perspectives. And understanding how projectors were and reflectors are, and, you know, how rare reflectors actually are, just 1% of the population. So when I'm working with a reflector, my gosh, you know, it's understanding how rare some of those profiles are. And so I wrote my own soul archetypes in Soul Energetics, which are so powerful because this is where we combine two of the profiles in human design that really reveal our own unique characteristics, our own unique ways of being and navigating our inner and outer worlds and how we go about this. And many of you will have had human design readings and understand that, you know, within the actual unique energetic strategies, like knowing you're a manifestor, we go deeper than that. And we know that maybe you're a bit of a hermit. Maybe you're somebody that seeks opportunities. Maybe you're an investigator. And I felt like those names were quite cold. They didn't really reveal very much for me. So this is why I created my own profiles. And it's just been incredible, the feedback. The practitioners are really loving it. They're working with it. By the way, the ladies that have done soul energetics are just amazing. And I just want to give them acknowledgement as well for really taking on board the modality for themselves and for their clients. So, yeah, understanding those unique energetic strategies, like, for instance, you know, how their natural energy is, how creative they can be, how they can step into or tap into their intuition. Those human design types are manifesting generators, projectors, manifestors, and then obviously reflectors. And those are the five natural energetic strategies. And knowing this really does massively impact your business, as does understanding. And again, I've created my own soul carnations. And boy, that was a big job because it was 192 soul carnations. But this really helps our decision making in business and how we maybe create our comm systems, how we communicate effectively, but also how we help to establish and build our teams. So there's so many things that unravel, you know, and really support you to create these energetic dynamics, roadmaps, navigation, you know, efficiency, alignment, all of those things through understanding, you know, who you are at soul level, what you're here to understand and to learn, your individual unique cosmic months and year, and what your own soul contract numbers are, you know, what feels right for you, what's aligned, what drives you and motivates you, what you're looking for, you know, what brings it all together and what creates that incredible heightened frequency, but also what your profile is, you know, what your soul archetype is, what your natural energy and creativity and intuition feels like for you and how it really helps you to create efficiency and flow and dynamic success in your business. So sometimes even rapid success. So tapping into that real deep power can help you go from 0 months to like 5k months or above. And I'm not just saying that flippantly, but when you understand this power, you suddenly turn up a level. And that's what I mean. So it doesn't matter where you are, even if you're on 20k months, you can suddenly turn it up even more. And understanding your soul carnation, it really helps with you to make these conscious choices that really align with your highest self. You know, so I'll give you some examples of this. My overarching year is obviously the one, so new beginnings. But we're now in July and I spoke to you about being in an 8 month, which is success, wealth and standards. But I know now, okay, that for me to create celestial rhythm and flow, working with the moon as well and planets, because that's what I do, okay, working with my 9 year cycle of life and understanding all of this, I can create a 6 month plan. I can go, right, July is success and wealth, August is service to many, September is new beginnings, October is deeply spiritual, November is about communications, maybe getting on stage, and December is about getting my ducks in a row, so structure, strategy, working on my business. The masculine comes in, whereas my higher priestess is there in October. And that sounds like, how do you know, Kelly? Well, this is using my cosmic months. Once you know that, how can you see how it works when you think about in your world, if you're armed with that knowledge, you know when you're wanting to do your 30, 90 day plans, because that comes, you know, naturally every quarter. But also you might want to do like a nice big solid business overview in your 4 month. You know when you want to go all out there and hit your revenue goals and go like literally put everything out that you have. It's an 8 month. Okay, so you get your email list ready, you get your big launches ready, you have your conversations with your hot buyers. That's the month that you have those really vital conversations. You know when you want to launch new products, you even can look at days of the month as well. You know, if I'm going to release something to the world, I want to release it when I know that it's going to have success and impact. And I do that by looking at the numbers. And it is often when I forget to do this that it goes, oh, tumbleweed. Looking at your sales strategies would be good to do that in a 5-day or 5-month. Looking at launching a podcast, 3-day or 3-month. You know, standing and speaking on stage would be good to do on a 3-month. Writing your book would be good to do on a 7 or a 2-month. Booking your retreats would be good to go and take yourself off and immerse yourself in nature. Or all of those gorgeous like things would be a 6-month. Going inwards and studying would be a 7-month. Having PR and comms ready and really activating some PR and press for you would be maybe a 3-month. Really taking your spiritual practice to another level or self-reflection, taking your self-coaching journey would be an 11-month. And maybe having an evergreen service, something that you can put out to the universe, to the world, to your clients, that impacts many, would be a 9-month. And can you see how this really energetically creates this dynamic roadmap that isn't just out there for every other person? It is out there for you alone. And it works in great harmony, giving you incredible power, ammunition, alignment and flow. And that's the power of soul energetics. And that's the power of understanding your own unique energy. And that's why I believe soul business success, underpinned with my 3 areas, which are obviously, you know, the first one being the soul, the second one being strategy, and the third one being spirituality. Can you see how this plays out with that? And why I'm not known as just the divine business mentor, but an energetic business strategist, because this is what I use. We don't want to guess, okay? When we're working with, you know, when I'm working with you, when I'm working with my clients, and when you're working with your clients, you don't want to guess for them. You want to know. You want to deliver certainty and actual, real, tangible, this is what's right for you. And this is what I love about understanding how to create, you know, your roadmap. Because as you evolve, as you understand more, as time speeds up and you want to create more balance and flow, as your business evolves, next level, how do we get there? How do we keep building momentum? This is the secret that brings it all together. It really does. So I invite you to get really curious about this. If you haven't had a Psychic Soul, book one with me. If you don't know what soul energetics is, my new modality, search it out. And if you're a coach, creative, and you're thinking, yeah, this is for me, then get in touch, because we're going to be starting our next modality and the training for my practitioners in October. And I would love to see you there. Anyway, I hope you have a lovely day and I'll see you on the next episode. Lots of love, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Soul Business Success. I would love for you to come back and listen to some more. So make sure you have rated, reviewed, and subscribe to my show, Soul Business Success. And whilst you're there, this is an invitation to come and join me and other entrepreneurs just like you in Soul Business Success, the free Facebook community. Hope to see you soon.